Well, it's after midnight and the votes weren't there to keep the government running. It's been roughly 5 years since the government shut down. The Democrats point their fingers at the Republicans demanding the protection of non-citizen, non-tax-paying DACA dreamers, while American tax-paying citizens are the ones who will be left in the cold.
I really believe that 1 week from now, we will have DACA on the books.
They held all this hostage. All of it hostage over the completely unrelated issue of illegal immigration.
It's almost as if you were rooting for a shutdown. And now we'll have one. And the blame should crash entirely on President Trump's shoulders. This will be called the Trump shutdown.
As the White House just indicated, the president's not going to talk about the issue at all while the government shut down. He made it quite clear. He said, when Democrats start paying our armed forces and first responders, we'll reopen negotiations on immigration reform. So this particular strategy has eliminated the possibility of getting a signature on the thing they shut the government down over. Anybody explain to me this strategy? I'm perplexed.
Underlying the shutdown mess, the release the memo movement. Rolling Stone has ridiculed the suspicion of corruption, writing, "The memo in question is a confidential 4-page document assembled by a stealthy group of House Republicans, led by Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes over the past month. Surprisingly enough, they seem to have found what they set out to find, judging at least from the dark and hysterical hints about the contents of the memo that right-wingers in Congress began to issue last evening. And the Mockingbird media continues to stir that pot.
This meme that's breaking my Twitter feed this morning, what is this memo that you guys are selling as so significant?
Yeah. It's a meaningful event, I'm telling you, and it's so important to me and other members that not only members of Congress, but that we declassify as best we can this information and provide it
to
you.
What kind of information is it?
It's primarily dealing with Department of Justice and FBI, and imagining this. Did they propose or provide information to the FISA courts? And was that information accurate? That's the essence of this.
So you believe you have proof that a judge allowed warrants in violation of the legal standard for those warrants?
I'm not going to elaborate on it other than that.
It's a pretty loaded suggestion, though. I mean, this is huge, but I can't tell you why.
Meanwhile, the inertia from those so-called dark and hysterical hints are gaining momentum as the concern over the contents of the 4-page classified memo intensifies.
And particularly the authentication processes that are laid out in the memo are of such fiction. They are so laughable that they would never withstand scrutiny from the public. And what I'm worried about is that the cast of characters identified in this memo is not a group of people who are gone. Many of these people are still in our government. They still wield influence, and that's why we've got to get this information out in public.
But you just said people will be fired at the FBI and Department of Justice,
and possibly
right?
worse. I think that there could be people who could face criminal consequences as a result of the activities that are laid out in this memo. And it's easy to see after reading this memo why Senator Grassley and why Senator Graham wanted to refer this matter for criminal prosecution.
By releasing the memo and releasing the file, what it would reveal is the Fed's reliance on bad sources and methods. The American public deserves the truth. We should not hide the truth from them. They've waited too long. Do not pull a wool over their eyes. Show them the facts. They deserve nothing less.
The Democrats will now thumb their nose at what they perceive as President Trump and the Republicans' failure to lead.
A champion in rallying those forces is our distinguished majority whip, for the moment. No, well, Sandy Hoyer.
Whatever I am at any given moment, I'm pleased to be here.
But ultimately, the harebrained Democrats are mocking regular Americans, an action that will come back to haunt those Democrats up for re-election in Trump-voting states. Release the memo. John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Is the War Room.
Welcome to the War Room, the show where we go where the mainstream media doesn't want to go. They've been deflecting and not wanting to talk about release the memo. Had this been the Republicans not wanting this thing released, it would be all over the place. It would be the talk of the town. But since it's the Democrats pushing to hide it, we have to stand our ground and pretend it doesn't exist. And I'm going to play you a clip from Adam Schiff in just a second, saying people like you won't understand the memo if it's released. You wouldn't understand it because when you actually catch the cheating liars cheating and lying, you're just like, whoa, they're supposed to be our elected representatives. But here's an article the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, hashtag release the memo, but this could be the biggest scandal in D.C. since Watergate. By the way, I forgot to say I'm Rob Dew, hosting today's War Room. Thanks for watching. Other than Fox News, it is hard to find any coverage of this memo on mainstream media networks. We played a clip of Chris Cuomo kind of downplaying it, deflecting it. We're going to play another CNN clip in a second. But let me read you some of these quotes because this is where the rubber meets the road. It's troubling. It is shocking. Representative Mark Meadows told Fox News, part of me wishes that I didn't read it because I don't want to believe those kinds of things could be happening in a country that I call home and love so much. I read that one just at the end of the segment. Now we got more. Representative Matt Gaetz, the facts contained in this memo are jaw-dropping, and demand full transparency. There is no higher priority than the release of this information to preserve our democracy. He's a member of the Judiciary Committee who oversees the DOJ and FBI. Another Judiciary Committee member, Steve King, said, what I saw in this memo is sickening, and it was worse than Watergate. Let's see. Anyone else the reality set in? Let's go to another one here. Representative Matt Gaetz said this, I believe the consequence of its release will be major changes in people currently working in the FBI and Justice Department. And he said, referencing DOJ officials Rod Rosenstein and Bruce Orr. You think about it. Is this happening in America or is this the KGB? That's how alarming it is, Representative Scott Perry, once again. Matt Gaetz also said this when asked about the contents of the memo. There are four pages of a memorandum prepared by the Intelligence Committee that will shock the conscience of this country when it comes to the horrific abuses that occurred during the last administration. And I believe they'll pose a threat, and I believe continue to pose a threat to Donald Trump's presidency. And he talked about these guys getting a FISA warrant and the government basically using false information or fake news, as Trump likes to call it. So it'll be interesting if we see the memo. We had a caller call in today on the Alex Jones show, and he said, hey, during the State of the Union, Trump should release the memo to the public right then and there. Just read it. Just read all four pages. People would literally poop themselves. I got more into that later. I have an amazing American Thinker article from a young lady who flew. She was a peace Corps member in Senegal, West Africa. And she concurs with Trump, whether he said S-hole or not. But we'll get to that later in the show. But stay tuned. It's jaw-dropping to say the least. Now we have, posted on Infowars.com, Schiff can't release the FISA memo because people wouldn't understand it. He said Republicans just want to make this spin available to the public. Oh, it's spin now. It's a spin. Schiff, a top Democrat of the House Intelligence Committee, was asked by CNN host Anna Cabrera if the FISA memo should be released to the public and for them to draw, so people could draw their own conclusions, right? We get the information and we go, is this good information? Is this bad information? Let's just see the information. No, we're not allowed. He said this. Well, because the American people unfortunately don't have the underlying materials and therefore can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public. So that's what it is. In fact, let's just listen to him. Here's Mr. Schiff.
But if you come to us, you can't tell us it's our way or the highway.
Let me ask you about the Russia investigation, because I can't have you here and not, especially given how much we talked about it in the first year of the presidency. And now, if you turn on any conservative media, they keep talking about this Nunes memo, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that he's put out there, and many Republicans have taken a look at it. They want it made public. Can you tell us about this memo? What exactly is it?
It is essentially a set of talking points that the Republican intel staff drafted based on the highly classified materials, which most of the Republican members were forced to acknowledge they've not even read. So they don't know how distorted these talking points are. But it's part of the narrative they want to push out. And interestingly enough, they've made common cause once again with Russian bots, because Russian bots are pushing their narrative out there. It's in a redux of the campaign. We have Julian Assange and WikiLeaks and Russian trolls and bots saying, you know, hashtag whatever the GOP narrative is. That ought to tell you a lot about what's driving this, and that is,
why not allow people to look at it and let Americans make the decision for themselves about whether it's useful information or not?
Well, because the American people unfortunately don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is. The Republicans are not saying make the underlying materials available to the public. They just want to make the spin available to the public, and I think that spin, which is a fulsome attack on the FBI, is just designed to attack the FBI and Bob Mueller to circle the wagons for the White House. And that's a terrible disservice to the people, hardworking people at the Bureau. But more than that, it's a disservice to the country.
Adam Schiff, Congressman, thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hopefully we'll talk to you.
Interestingly, these hardworking people at the Bureau, he's talking about the FBI. Here, listen to this headline from Zero Hedge. FBI loses 5 months of text messages between anti-Trump agents. Oh, that's convenient. That's their frickin' job, to save these types of texts and emails. Oh, but we lost 5 months. FBI's technical system for retaining text messages sent and received on FBI mobile devices failed to preserve text messages for Mr. Stroke and Miss Page. Oh, those are the two having an affair. But it's just 5 months of text messages. No big deal. In a letter from Stephen Boyd, the Assistant Attorney General for Legislative Affairs at the Justice Department, to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, the chairman of the HSGAC, the Assistant AG writes, the department wants to bring to your attention the FBI's technical system for retaining text messages sent to the FBI mobile devices failed to preserve the text messages for Mr. Stroke and Ms. Page. It was a misconfiguration. Listen to this. It was misconfiguration issues related to rollouts, provisioning, and software upgrades that conflicted with the FBI's collection capabilities. So they updated their iPhones and now nobody can do anything. Oh my goodness. So these were from December 14th, 2016 to May 17th, 2017. Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. They were on Samsung 5 mobile devices. Did not capture or store the text messages due to a misconfiguration issues related to rollouts. I sat on a plane with a guy who does this for a living. I know the guy too. He's a horn player. He used to play in a band that I was in. And he said, we can get into anything. And this was like 2007. He was telling me this. We can get into anything. He said, you can't hide. Even if you erase it, it's not erased. Okay, this is such BS. They are covering their butts. Amazing. Amazing. So we're going to get into this all coming up today. We got Roger Stone on. We got some breaking vaccine news that we're going to start at the bottom of the hour. Remember this report that came out last year? We talked about it, the annual report of the United States Federal Claims, and it has all the vaccine damages. Remember this guy? Well, the new report came out, and unlike the last 4 years, the Court of Federal Claims is not putting this report online, this new report. Why? Because they know we grab it and we take the time to go through it line by line and figure out where the payments went. So Lori Gregory, who first broke this story and has been working on it for the last 3 years, has got the report. She was able to get it out from under their noses. And we're going to be posting it very soon. Don't worry. Don't worry, vaccine big pharma. We're going to be doing it. Stay tuned. There's more to come. It's the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Follow us at Infowars.com/show. You can watch the live stream. Send that out to everybody you know. Thanks for watching.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank. InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free. 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So picking up where we left off on, you know, the FBI can't save 5 months of text messages. They can't get into the computer of the supposed shooter in Vegas. They're going to wait a year to put out the report. I mean, just incompetence all around. It's amazing. One thing they are good at, though, one thing the FBI is really good at is finding witless dupes and stirring them up and trying to get them to go do terrorist attacks. And then they get federal, their other informants to pretend like they're going to stop some major terrorist attack, even though they're the ones starting the terrorist attack. I think it's a New York Times article. I don't remember the exact headline, but FBI complicit in creating its own terror plot. See if y'all can find that. But here we have from Zero Hedge. They summarize their article pretty succinctly. Hillary Clinton, emails deleted. NSA, emails deleted. FBI, text messages deleted. That's what you get from your federal government. And then here's Representative Jim Jordan. First, the IRS destroyed emails pivotal to our investigation of their political targeting. Now the FBI failed to preserve texts between Peter Stroke and Lisa Page following the 2016 election. It's time for a second special counsel. And that special counsel isn't going to be looking into Trump. It's going to be looking into all these other players who have kind of moved over from both from the other administration. So I can't wait. I hope Trump releases the memo. Hope he does it with executive order and just punches it down their throats. It'd be great to see him do it on the State of the Union address. Roger Stone, if you're listening, talk to the president. Now I want to go to a video compilation. This is from Millie Weaver. She was out in L.A. We had reporters on the West Coast, the Third Coast here in Austin, and on the East Coast covering just the amazing insanity coming out of the leftists. They got people dressed up like giant vaginas, rubbing each other. People are spitting on our reporters. The guy spitting on it looked like a loaded up with like high dollar gear. Probably working for some NPR or some other outfit. Anyway, we're going to be profiling him a lot in the future. But look, this one's on, YouTube, you can find it, Male Feminist versus Conservative Women. And so here we go. This is Millie Weaver out on the West Coast.
Somehow, a lot of the women here are under the false impression that women's rights and having rights in America as a woman is synonymous with voting Trump out, and that somehow Trump has impeded on women's rights when he's done no such thing. So it's kind of confusing to me. Nobody seems to be able to name what exactly Trump has done that's impeded on women's rights in this country, but everyone sure seems to believe it. All right. What brings you out here today?
Well, I just really think, as you can see, based on my sign, that a lot of guys, you see on social media, they say, oh, you know, my wallet's empty when I go out on dates. But honestly, it is the standard. Until we have equal pay and equal work, then we can split the check. That's what I believe.
So what do you think about how statistically, actually, women aren't really getting paid less than men, and that
well,
if they
were getting the same jobs, because I think a lot of
that's what it is. It's different jobs.
A lot of people are hiring men because it's the standard is to hire men over women, and so like that's why the jobs that men are getting are typically higher paid.
Well, you know, statistics have actually been saying statistics that have been out there have been saying that literally it's that women are choosing certain career paths that actually pay less money when they go to university. Sure. Okay. They're choosing jobs like being a social worker and other things that they feel like they want to do, rather than males tend to look more at careers based on how much they can make. monetary-wise, so they tend to pick jobs that pay more. Do you think that that should be looked into perspective when we're talking about equal pay?
I totally think that.
Do you think women should be encouraged to go into work, you know, for fields that they're going to get paid
Alex
more?
Jones.
No, I totally like that. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, women can work for whatever they want to do, and if it so happens that women want to work in fields that are less so paid, then that's totally a fair argument as well.
That's kind of how it works most of the time.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice guy. Misinformed.
Off.
Oh wow, that's nice. Why are you telling me to f off? I'm a working woman out here. You should be supporting
that. I can't
speak. Because you support a bunch of. Racism, discrimination, misogyny. Wow. I hope you're proud. I hope you're
proud. You support the idea of false impression that's not
true. Come on, Ted. Come over here.
Have a nice day.
You guys came up and talked
to me.
That
was nice. Have a nice
day. I'm invading your space.
Yeah, I talked.
You too.
Oh, my goodness.
Some people like to be rude out here, but it is what it is. Apparently, you know, guys are out here supporting women, but also cussing out a woman reporter at the same time.
And that was just a microcosm of what they experienced, all the crews experienced over the weekend. And we've got a great boil down done by Dermot Breen we're going to end the show with today. It's going to take the whole segment up, but it's really going to show you what we're dealing with out there, because it really is a weird form of mental illness. And I don't understand it. I don't know why people just can't talk. You know, you saw the first guy talking, and he had a bad talking point that women are not paid as much as men, which when you stack it up job for job, that's wrong. In fact, guys, look this up. Women actually make more when they're in their 20s than men, because women do a good job. We have lots of women here working. It's not about whether you do a good, or it's not about what your sex is. It's about the job you do. Women in their early 20s out earning men. Look at that. Oh, did we find FBI terror plots of their own creation? We need to find that one. Because people aren't going to believe me that the FBI actually whips these people into a frenzy. So just put FBI terror plots of their own creation. It might not be New York Times, but I know there is a New York Times article. I'll come in there and find it during the break, because you don't believe this stuff. People don't believe this stuff. They're like, oh, there's no way. There's no way. Oh, yeah. New York. Don't throw that one up. This is what we're dealing with. And you have people like Adam Schiff, who come out and say vaccines are safe, effective, and critical to saving lives. Introducing bipartisan vaccine saves lives resolution with 90. But there it is. Terror plots hatched by the FBI. Read that article. It goes through many instances where the FBI jumps out and says, look what we did. We saved everybody. We saved everybody, but we can't save text messages. They can't save their own text messages, yet they're really good at whipping people up into a frenzy and getting them to talk about doing stuff. And then not actually doing anything. Now, before we go to our guest, and I want to give her as much time as possible, I got to let you know how do we send reporters to three coasts in one weekend? Well, we do it with your support. And right now, we have Immune Wall by InfoWars Life, 25% off, $29.95. And let me tell you, the flu is going around. It's killing people. I've noticed that Immune Wall, guys, not pollen block. There we go. 25% off right there. All these articles about people dying from the flu, never once do they say, hey, were they taking the flu shot? Did they not take the flu shot? They used to put that in there, whether or not they got the flu shot. Because if they didn't get it, they wanted to say, they didn't get the flu shot. Get the flu shot. You might die. But now they're not saying it either way. So I'm wondering if all these people went and got the flu shot and ended up dying. Yeah, we're not going to learn that from the mainstream media, but go get your Immune Wall right now at InfoWars.com. We also have the InfoWars Life Core Combo Pack.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects. This formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rite's freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The silent majority is no longer silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. You can follow me on Twitter at Dews News, D-E-W-S-N-E-W-Z. I put out things. In fact, guys, pull up my Twitter. There was an interesting tweet that I put out over the weekend. The NFL put out a Facebook post of, come see the Super Bowl. And it's like, really? Come see this. And they, you gotta see who they put in there. Keep going, guys. Keep scrolling. No, keep going. Keep going. It's an ad. There it is. Click on that ad. Let's look at that picture real quick. And it says, well, hold on. Let's read. Your team is headed to the Super Bowl. Come watch the Patriots versus the Vikings battle it out in the coveted Super Bowl title. This was put out. If you click on the image, I think it shows on the top when it came out. Yeah. Tuesday, Oh, that was last Tuesday. So they already told you who was going to be in the Super Bowl last Tuesday. Win a trip to the Super Bowl. And we've talked about how these sports things are rigged. These, all of them, from football, basketball, baseball, they all get caught betting on each other. And there you see right there, and the Vikings aren't even going to the Super Bowl. I think it's the Eagles. So they can't even do their own predictions right. Although it looks like they did. There's video of the ref coming up right after Tom Brady won it. Congratulations, buddy. And I think the, one of my football friends is telling me like the Jaguars had all these penalties called on them, like 100 yards of penalties, and the Patriots had like one penalty called on them the whole game. And so that's one way you could rig a game is just by calling penalties on the other team and not on the Patriots, who are America's team and must always win. So that's interesting. That's just a little side note, But let's go to our guest now, Lori Gregory, who's a vaccine researcher with the Mom Street Journal. She called me on Thursday of last week saying, oh my God, they won't put out the report, the annual report filed by the federal claims. The Court of Federal Claims, they're supposed to put out a report every year that talks about all the judgments, all the money they pay out, all your taxpayer dollars. It's actually off the vaccines, 25 cents per shot. And they have to pay money to people that they injure with their vaccines, especially the flu shot, which was a big one last year. And Lori has gotten the report. Lori, come on in. Tell us what's going on. Tell us how you had to get this report, because they didn't put it out like normal on the website for everybody to see.
It should be called the U.S. Special Claims Court of Clowns. I hate to say that. It's my country, too. But it's every year I'm baffled at the lack of logic or rationale. Of course, we know why. We know we have a bunch of crisis actors running around pretending to run the government. And instead of addressing real issues like how many Americans received payout for vaccine injury and death last year, we're, you know, having all this drama about shutting down the government. It's absolutely insane. So what's annoying about this particular year's scenario is that, as you just said, every single year, the U.S. Special Claims Court, which represents any case against the United States, anybody who sues the Department of Justice, the Department of Interior, the Veterans Administration, HHS, which is where the vaccine court's domain lies, has to go through the U.S. Special Claims Court. Now, typically, that report, which is given to Congress via the vice president every January, gets published on the U.S. Special Claims Court website. I have had to, in order to extract the vaccine court data, I have had to, for the past 3 years, go in and by hand pluck out all of the vaccine cases and then do my own statistical analysis, because as we've discussed ad nauseum, they only release the report in a scanned PDF. So this year, I've been watching, because that report's issued every first week of January. Just like last year, the report didn't go up until mid-February when I called and asked for them to release the report. So by the third week of January this year, I started to get suspicious again that they were going to delay the report. So I contacted the report and I was told by a clerk of the court last week that they are no longer going to be putting that report up on the U.S. Special Claims Court website.
Because, in the words of Peter Schiff, we wouldn't understand this information. Is that why? Did they tell you that? That we just wouldn't understand how this information is?
No answer. My question was, well, do I need to FOIA the request? Because this is going to Congress. So this should be public record. Do I need to do a FOIA request? What do I need to do to get this report? And for the first time, they were actually willing to give me a copy of just the vaccine cases, which is
wow. So you don't have to do all that hours of work separating it all out.
Well, I have to do less hours of work. I still have to separate it out because it's still a scanned PDF. I still have to go in by hand and categorize by vaccine because they'll give you, if you look at the, I don't know if your crew is going to put up the screenshot, but If you look at the reports page of the U.S. Special Claims Court, you will see there are pairs by year of reports that are issued. One is a summary. One is the actual judgment report. So for this year, 2017, all that's there is the summary. The actual judgment report in its entirety is missing. And that is raising, it's sort of, I guess, what you would call the Streisand effect, because now it's raising the question, well, why aren't you putting that report out? I've been calling you out on this report, U.S. Special Claims Court, for 3 years. We identified the significant increase from 15 to 16 in flu shot injury and death payouts, which was 1,188%, went from 4.9 million to 60 million. So are they watching what we're doing? Are they paying attention? And now they're deciding, yeah, we're just going to hold on to this report.
Oh, I think they're definitely watching. And we've got on screen right now just the first page of the report. It says it's dated from 10-1-2016 to 9-30-2017. So they miss a couple months.
Because their fiscal year is third quarter end. So what, you know, most corporations and companies, and let's not forget the United States is a corporation. Most companies will have a calendar fiscal year. The U.S. Special Claims Court has a third quarter end fiscal year. So September 30 is their year end. So October 1 begins their fiscal year. So that's why the reports are issued with those dates.
Here's what I found interesting. Just the first page has over $1 million in payouts for influenza. And then you have a DTaP. You got five influenza payouts. One is zero, but it cost the court $22,000. And then you have $280,000, $495,000, $100,000, and then $340,000 for a DTaP.
That caught my eye immediately, those very high payouts for flu shot injury. So,
but hey, the flu shot's good. Adam Schiff said so.
Right.
He said it's good. He's got a resolution. I mean.
Oh, right. You know? Adam Schiff, who says the government's never paid out a dime or even a penny for vaccine injury. Then I guess we must just be hallucinating, Rob. This must just be a mirage.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Because I have 217 pages of just vaccine cases. And because I noted exactly what you just pointed out, the first page has over $100,000. We have $280,000, $495,000, and $100,000 in just flu shot payouts. So I'm in the middle of my analysis. It's going to take me some time, but I went ahead and calculated all the flu shot cases and the judgments. And the total, which you can see on the summary report totals what the payouts were in total. So the total payouts, and I'm going to check their math, but they are claiming that the total paid out for vaccine injury and death for 2017 was $100.1 million for last year.
$100 million in flu shot damages, yet they say it's safe and effective, but in 1 year, $100 million to keep people quiet about what's really going on in the vaccine industry. Stay tuned. We got more with our guest, Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal, Infowars.com/show.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfowarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of
concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Last segment, we broke, and I made a mistake. Let me correct that right now. We're not going to take years and days to correct ourselves or take a year to write a report like the FBI. I said 100 million in flu shot damages. It's 70 million in flu shot damages. 100 million in total payouts. 100 million in total payouts. So, which I think adds up, and this is... I'm looking at this site from Global Freedom Movement. Looks like over $3.6 billion has been paid out now. $3.6 billion since 1986 when they created this vaccine compensation fund, which created the vaccine court. So we're getting up there. We're getting up to $4 billion. It's happening. Good job. Safe and effective. We got to throw this in here. Let's see what we got. Yeah, vaccine court has paid over $3 billion to vaccine injured families. So this is from October 3rd, 2016. So they're doing pretty good. So when I say I get excited, I didn't get excited that we're paying out this much in damaging people by making them take vaccines. I get excited because this is information that they're trying to hide from us. They don't want us to see this information. One researcher has to call the court up several times to get this information. And that researcher's on with us right now is Lori Gregory, the Mom Street Journal. Lori, let's break it down again. I'm sorry. I got a little excited there. $100 million is a lot of money. It's a lot of money.
You bet.
But that's just total vaccine damages, right? That's not flu shot. Flu shot's $70 million.
That's right. That's total vaccine damage. paid out by the U.S. government in 2017 for vaccine injury and death, 70% of which, 70 million of that 100 million, was specifically for flu shot. And I think it's extremely poignant to point that out at this moment in time when we are really in the thick of the propaganda campaign for the flu shot. You may have seen Del Bigtree's report on Highwire a couple days ago where he challenged the propaganda that was claiming in the California News that waiting rooms were overflowing with people that were dying of flu. I mean, it sounded like the Black Plague. There's tents set up at all these hospitals. Pardon me. And when his crew showed up at several locations that were cited in the propaganda, the waiting rooms were empty. Some of them had stacked chairs and hardly anyone in the waiting room, in the emergency room. The tents that they set up supposedly for emergency triage for people with the flu, empty. So, you know, the campaign in California is just beyond. And I want to point out that in September of 2015, a couple of months after SB 277, which is the mandatory vaccine law in California, once Governor Brown signed that in June, in September, he also signed SB 792. And SB 792 is really significant because it addresses pharma's agenda to go after pregnant women and vaccinate pregnant women. And what SB 792 says is that in order to volunteer at public and private daycare as well as preschools for your preschool age children, for parents to volunteer, they have to get MMR, Tdap, and flu shot. God. So I actually had a mom contact me last week and say, my mama friends are freaking out. People are like, should we get the flu shot? They're seeing all this propaganda on the news about how, you know, the flu is just running rampant and they literally can't volunteer at their children's schools unless they line up and get these three vaccines. So, you know, if you have a child in preschool, chances are you're in childbearing age. And you could be pregnant. You could be trying to get pregnant. You know, this is a really aggressive campaign that is designed to use fear to get people to subject themselves to medical treatments, quote unquote, that are toxic. We have the numbers to prove it. Mm-hmm. We know the money's being paid, and we have politicians from California claiming this is fake. This isn't real. They don't want us to believe what we're seeing and they hide the data. And then when we find it and expose it, they deny it. So it's just a giant mess.
Well, and if you look at those three shots, the MMR, Tdap, and the flu shot, and I guarantee when you start putting together the numbers, those are going to be your top five in the payouts. And then you'll probably have Gardasil and
Gardasil. I'm seeing just by glancing through the report. I mean, it is a luxury to have just the vaccine cases in one report, even though it's 217 pages. And it's a horrible thing to say, but you know, I've labored over this data for years, and to be able to now have all the vaccine cases in one document, just scanning through, I'm seeing so many more HPV cases. So I'm anxious to get to that data. And I again want to shout out to Focus for Health for, you know, enabling me to spend the time to do this report. They help support me in doing this report. But it's still just the tip of the iceberg. You know, you mentioned the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Fund, the trust fund that is the accountability, the accounting accountability function of where all this money for 25 cents per shot. And remember, if it's the MMR, that's three shots. So that's 75 cents for each MMR that's given that goes into this trust fund that is supposed to go to families who've had family members that are injured or die from vaccines. That is an entire story. I could spend 6 months just covering that particular story because the government is making money on that money. There's money sitting in the trust fund that isn't going to families that the government is using as an asset and is actually earning interest on. So there are so many components to the story that really shed light on poor decisions, poor business, poor politics that are affecting our country in really negative ways. And again, when you affect the children of a country, you affect that country's future. I'm very concerned that they're pulling the judgment report in its entirety, Rob, from the website because it includes the cover letter, which goes to the vice president.
Right.
So we know
last year it was Joe Biden. We got it right here.
Joe Biden for 8 years.
Honorable Joseph R. Biden Jr. right there.
So boom. Do they think we're not going to hold Vice President Pence accountable by preventing us from having the letter? Because I've requested just the letter from the U.S. Special Claims Court, and so far they are not complying with my wishes.
Have you tried Mike Pence's office? That'd be interesting to see if his office
would. I've written to Mike Pence's office. I've called Mike Pence's office. Mm-hmm. It's just a stonewall. So is Vice President Pence concerned? Is he trying to distance himself from accountability on this report?
Or he's from Indiana, right? Isn't that where he's from?
He is from Indiana.
That is a big vaccine-making center. They have a lot of headquarters there. There's a lot of money, I bet, floating around.
Right.
Be interesting to see if Pence is going to step up to the plate or back down to these heathens that want to destroy your children. And I also want to bring this up, too. You talk about forcing women to take the flu shot to work in preschool and volunteer. Here's an article, and this is from the Washington Post. Study prompts examination of flu vaccine and miscarriage. They're finding right. women who are getting this are having miscarriages.
Right, but the state of California is mandating it, or you exactly. can't volunteer at your child's preschool. It's like an alternate universe where there's no rhyme or reason. People say, well, how can you go dark and say there's a bigger conspiracy here? Look at the facts. Look at this information. These facts cannot coexist in the same reality in a logical universe. You can't have a politician from California saying that this has never happened and doesn't exist. This is this year's. Here's last year's. Here's last year's report. You know, this is. Am I supposed to deny what I'm holding in my hand and what my eyes are seeing?
You've got quite a vivid imagination there.
Oh, don't I though? I'm so creative because I have, just so much time to sit around and do all of this. And the only reason I do is because of all the parents that I met with vaccine injured children doing SB 277.
Yeah.
You can't unsee something and then go to sleep if you have a conscience and just forget that you saw it.
Exactly. So, and you're going to post this report. This is what you were telling me offline, that you want to post this report in full because people do need to see it. They need to download it, examine it for themselves. We want to exclusively repost your article as soon as it's up because we want to set this out to the four winds and let people know what's going on because they are damaging children. They're killing little babies. They're killing pregnant women. It is ridiculous what's going on. And we have to at least sound the alarm so we can have just public discourse. Why can't we have public discourse on this? Huh? $70 million in payouts in 1 year for the supposed safe flu shot that they put on a frickin' PSYOP campaign to try to get people to go with it. We've got more. We're going to hold you over to the next hour. Roger Stone. We've got Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal. Stay tuned for more of The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three,
We're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Roger Stone.
Watch the live stream
right now at InfoWars.com/show.
Do you think that that's very fair and equal to say the future's female? What do you think little boys think about that?
I mean, we've given men power for years, and they dominate high corporate jobs across the whole world. It's time that women have an opportunity as well. I think it's fair for little boys to see that there's no reason that women can't have the same jobs as them.
So you think that women should dominate society in general, like in a matriarchy?
No, I think that it's just time that there's more women representation.
Like, you want to see a woman president?
Yes.
Do you want to see a woman president?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The whole Oprah thing sounds really awesome, but I also want a woman that, you know, knows a lot about foreign politics and is just in the political field already. Yes. So maybe Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama, come on.
Tulsi Gabbard, 2024.
Why do you think we keep electing the same families over and over again? Do you think that's kind of like a dynasty?
I do agree that maybe we should not do that.
A little bit of a...
Or just change our...
tree hugger,
capitalistic but. Society in the way that we go about.
What's wrong with capitalism?
A lot of things. A lot of things.
Well, have you done a lot of research into communism and socialism, the counterparts?
Yes, I know about them.
What
I'm
about
not
how many people have died from
either.
Communism?
I did not say we should have a communist society.
Yeah.
But there are other options, and they're not all perfect, but I think the one we have is the least perfect of all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the economy right now? How the stock market's doing?
I don't know anything about that.
I've heard that it's doing better, but that means nothing to me because we still have people living on the streets and aren't represented fairly, and we have communities that are just so poor and communities that are so wealthy. There's just not an equal distribution of wealth in this country, so I think the stock markets, I don't really care for them.
Go to Venezuela.
I think we need more change in other areas.
Go to Calcutta.
Yes, I don't know.
Go to Port-au-Prince.
Yeah.
More better paying jobs, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, did you know that African-American unemployment is at a record low right now?
That's pretty great. I'm glad to hear that.
What do you think about that?
I think that it's showing that change is happening, and that's why we're still out here fighting to help more change occur.
Do you think that any of that can be attributed to Trump being in office?
No.
And his policies?
No.
What about all the thousands of jobs he's brought back from his policy of, like, basically if you have a business overseas, you're going to get tariffs and tax penalties for trying to move your businesses overseas and then bring your goods in here. Basically, companies are moving back and then making more jobs because they're having to stay in America.
But that whole thing about taking your company outside America is because they want to benefit from things that you wouldn't be able to in America, like environmental degradation and feeding
or slave
on
labor.
Slave labor is what I was just
they
about
can benefit
to
from that, right?
Yeah. So
do you
I
think
don't,
that's okay to benefit
no.
from slave labor?
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
I'm confused on which side you're on.
I'm not really picking a side. Because look, here's the reality here. I think a woman president would be great too. But I didn't vote for Hillary. I didn't support Hillary.
That's okay. I mean,
because she had too much corruption and her policies weren't good, and I didn't really see them helping women at the end of the day.
Yeah, no, I think just the election in itself, like, I didn't support, well, I supported Hillary more, but there were a lot of issues going on, and I think also the way we paint people now in society, so it was hard to know what was true and what was not. But yeah, I'm willing to see both sides of every situation, so.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for the open-minded, intellectual conversation. Thank you.
As of 2017, there are 32 female CEOs on the list of Fortune 500 companies, 6.4%, run by women. It's the highest in 63 years. Highest in 63-year history. There, thanks to Trump. We'll be back.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Just a little FYI from the last segment, if you are watching. The CEOs of General Motors, IBM, and PepsiCo are all women. Okay? And I'm not complaining. Lockheed Martin as well.
Might say even Hewlett Packard.
There you go. Okay? Now, our system's not perfect. No system is perfect. But we're way better off than those people in Venezuela or Haiti. Haiti, Port-au-Prince, where the largest city in the world that doesn't have a public sanitation system. Public plumbing. Roger Stone is on with us right now. And I'm sure he's going to want to get into this article published on back in January 16th. President Trump should keep his promise on vaccine safety. And I want to get into this. Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, who is a vaccine researcher, reporter, homeopath. She had an amazing threatening letter that somebody was claiming they were going to come in and shoot up one of her speeches and kill everybody there and all these horrible things that they were going to do to her about shooting her in the chest. So we're going to have her actually read her threatening note that she received, because this is what's really going on. We're not kidding around when we're talking about vaccine damage. And this is a multi-billion dollar industry every year. Multi-billion dollar industry. And so they want to protect that money, and they don't want people like us talking about it. So we got Roger Stone and we got Lori Gregory back on the line. Where do you guys want to get into first?
Well, first of all, Rob, above all, if Owen doesn't bring me one of those pink hats from New York, I'm going to be really, really upset. I really want one of those. First of all, I want to congratulate you and Lori for exposing the shocking cover-up that's clearly going on at the U.S. Special Claims Court, the so-called vaccination court. Thanks to the hard work and the persistence of Lori Hendry and the Mom Street Journal, we know that the government's paid out almost $3.5 billion to U.S. citizens damaged by vaccinations. And now you have exposed an extraordinary cover-up of the legal cases for the coming year. Now, it's important that people understand that this encompasses all of the lawsuits brought against the Department of Defense, the Department of Interior, against our military, against the Veterans Administration. There's no other word for this other than cover-up. Why do they want to hide from us the results of these unsafe vaccinations? That's why I, about a week ago, wrote a piece appealing to President Trump to keep his solemn pledge to appoint a commission that will study the safety of vaccinations. When he was president-elect, he valiantly vowed to appoint Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the famous environmentalist, son of Senator Robert F. Kennedy, the presidential contender, brother of President John Kennedy, to appoint a bipartisan, completely balanced commission. The president needs to keep this pledge. It's vitally important for the American people to know the truth about vaccinations.
I totally agree. And I think it's shocking that it's 70% of the damages paid out last year were for the flu shot. Go ahead, Lori.
I would love, Roger, to get your take on what you might intuit is the situation regarding Vice President Pence. And, you know, we talked very openly in December about how this report goes every year to Congress through the vice president. Joe Biden's name has been on the cover letter for this report for the past 8 years. We were highly anticipating that Vice President Pence would be receiving this report, which in all likelihood he did, because every first week in January this report is issued. So is it, what is your sense? Do you think that this is an order that is coming from the vice president's office to not publish this report?
It's very important to understand the enormous role that Big Pharma plays in Indiana politics. Indiana is the site of some of the largest pharmaceutical companies, and there's no question that Mike Pence has been reliant on their campaign contributions. But he has a higher duty, I think, to the American people and to President Trump to ferret out the truth on this issue. We're going to be appealing to him to support our call for a bipartisan commission to get to the bottom of this. Yes, we should file a Freedom of Information Act request. If that fails, we should pursue legal action to get to the truth. The American people deserve the truth. Lori, it's only because of your persistent efforts that we already know that millions have been paid out. Yet it's stunning to me that my favorite congressman, Adam Schiff, has actually sponsored a House, a sense of the House resolution, which declares that vaccinations are perfectly safe, but here's the catch, and that no American, the U.S. government has never paid out a penny for damages from vaccinations. That is, of course, a bald-faced lie. That would be like sponsoring a House resolution that says the Holocaust never happened. To me, it is equally offensive. Yet, again, Adam Schiff, part of the California Democratic Party, pandering for Big Pharma contributions and hiding the truth about the safety of these vaccinations or the safety of what's in these vaccinations. We're not going to rest here at InfoWars till we get to the bottom of this story.
And we just put a list up. Was that donors of people who were donating there in Big Pharma? Companies in Indiana that donate, and most of them are vaccine companies. Amazing. So that is something we really have to look at. And I wasn't even sure if that's where it was. But, yeah, I do remember they're all around Indianapolis. That's where the big—
Eli Lilly being the largest of them. So I think that may be the seat of the problem here. Look, I'm hopeful—
Well, let's not forget that the new HHS, the head of HHS, is from Eli Lilly, who was just appointed by President Trump last week. So there's all kind of hijinks going on here.
Yeah, look, I am hopeful that that Robert Kennedy will call on the vice president to meet with him to discuss this important issue. We need this report put on their website like it has been in previous years, even though they do their best to obscure it, they make it hard to search. You, Lori, have ferreted out, and kudos to you. We're not going to rest. We're not going to stop until we get some answers. We know where the president's heart is on this. He has expressed over the last 15, 20 years, his own skepticism about the safety of vaccinations. This needs to be reflected in his appointments. It needs to be reflected in his administration, and he needs to keep that promise. I think this is crucial.
Well, it certainly is the perfect poignant point to ferret out where Vice President Pence's loyalties lie. Is he going to be loyal to the president? Is he going to be loyal to his campaign donors? I mean, this is really kind of where the rubber meets the road. And what Adam Schiff is doing is the most egregious case of gaslighting I have ever seen. I mean, it is absolutely unconscionable. He should be called out at the highest order. For him to introduce a bill that claims that these reports don't exist is such an insult to the families of vaccine-injured children. I find it hard to believe there isn't some sort of legal action that can be taken against him for his egregious behavior.
All right. Thank you very much, Lori Hendry with the Mom Street Journal. Stick with me. My colleague Rob Dew and I will be right back. I do want to take this opportunity to remind you that if you're enjoying our expanded programming here at InfoWars, that it is only possible if you visit the InfoWars store. We are completely listener and viewer supported. There is no big pharmaceutical company in the background writing big checks to InfoWars. We don't have any corporate sponsors. We are completely self-sustaining. That's why Alex Jones and the crew at InfoWars can cover any investigative subject we need to. We go where the facts lead, and we're only able to do so if you go to the InfoWars store, where today you will find extraordinary discounts on our very best products. So do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. As Alex Jones likes to say, it's a 360 win. Visit the InfoWars store now to help us pay for the extraordinary expansion here. Whether it's David Knight in the morning with Real News, or whether it's the War Room, and of course, midday Alex Jones. We need your help.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLive.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are live in the War Room. Got Roger Stone, Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal. Just going over, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars that's paid out every year for people who had vaccine injuries. That's little kids. That's older people. And this year, the big winner, second year in a row, flu shot. Flu shot damages, $70 million in 1 year. Now, Lori, I know you got a lot of work to do. I'm going to let you go. Roger, do you have anything else you want to add to this before we let Lori go?
Yes, first of all, my apologies to Lori Gregory, who I kept calling Lori Henry. Lori Henry's a friend of mine. So my humblest apologies for botching your name. I've got a lot on my mind. And again, hats off to you, Lori, for the extraordinary work you've done on this issue. It is incredible what you've uncovered here. They talk about cover-up. This looks like a multi-million dollar cover-up to me. And we look forward to having you back with us. So again, my apologies for botching your name, Lori Gregory.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger. And we really appreciate your support.
And you can find, this is Lori's website, the Mom Street Journal. You can go there, read all her reports. I first learned of Lori from a video she put up talking about last year's report. And that blew my mind just looking at the amounts in damages that's going on here. And let me tell you, this is not information that people want to hear and that they want out in the open. And we're going to play a video very soon. This is off a Natural News alert. Vaccine advocate threatens mass murder, suicide mission, shooting at public autism event. I'm going to kill every single one of you effers. See you in hell. That's what we're up against right now. These types of deranged people that want to inject children with poison and kill you if you don't agree with them. Lori, I'll give you the final word.
We're at a place in our history where so much is being uncovered so quickly, it's hard sometimes to process. But the most important thing, I think, is to keep cool heads and to make sure that as we educate our communities and our families, that we use fact-based evidence. We use what's in front of us. There's plenty of absolutely powerful information, just like this report that's out there that's available. We don't have to make it an emotional fight. We don't have to go ad hominem on people and attack them. It's really important to take the high road. You know, you're working against a lot of cognitive dissonance, a lot of programming and propaganda that's been in place for 50 plus years. So we need to be kind and compassionate, but we need to be assertive and we need to be on point.
Excellent. Well said, and I totally agree with you. And I get a little hot-headed sometimes. Thank you for joining us, Lori Gregory, the Mom Street Journal. I can't wait to see your full analysis of this, and we want to post it first on InfoWars.com and make this thing go viral. Now, Roger, where would you like to go next? Would you have any more information on this FISA memo?
Well, it's interesting. I have just hung up in a conference call with a number of lawyers who tell me that the continued cover-up of the FISA memo actually violates the law, that Executive Order 13526, Section 1.7A, specifically says that a piece of information like this cannot be kept classified if it covers violation of the law, which is very clearly the case based on everything we've heard from a trio of high-powered, hard-pushing Republican congressmen who have ferreted this out. The most amazing thing to me, Rob, is that now my favorite congressman, Adam Schiff, argues with a straight face that the American people should not be allowed to see this four-page memo because it's too complicated for them to understand. This just boggles the mind. And now you add to that that we learned today that Schiff actually asked Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS for a list of those that he could subpoena. It looks like he's working hand in glove with the cover-up. Adam Schiff makes Alger Hiss look like George Washington. This is extraordinary.
He certainly does, and he just has a way with words. And in that CNN clip, who does he blame? He says it's Russian bots who are telling us the memo's important. No, we got three congressmen going out on TV telling us it's important. We got them putting it in tweets that it's important. We've got them standing in front of all the networks trying to ring the alarm bell that this FISA memo is pretty important and we need to look at it. And the very least, the American public should see it. And he says, no, you wouldn't understand it. You wouldn't. And he says that with a straight face and then goes, it's Russian bots pushing it on people. So he wants us to believe that by adding a fairy tale on top of it of Russian bots. It's amazing.
Well, and this is the same Adam Schiff referred to in the previous segment, who's pandering for big pharma contributions leads him to sponsor a sense of the House resolution saying that vaccinations are safe, but more outrageously, that the U.S. government's never paid out a penny for vaccination damage. Really, beyond anything I've ever seen in American politics. And you go back to his stellar performance with my friend Tucker Carlson on Fox, where he said repeatedly that as a member of the committee, he's seen proof of Russian collusion. He's seen proof of Russian efforts to sway the election. But how come no one else has seen this? That's because it doesn't exist. The whole Russian collusion delusion is collapsing down around their ears. They have spent literally millions of dollars. They've had millions of dollars worth of airtime, particularly on CNN, and they've established absolutely nothing. Adam Schiff has nothing in his hands, nada, zilch, nothing. This whole thing is a charade, and they don't know how to end it. They keep saying, oh, let's keep digging. Well, they keep digging, and all they find is government corruption. And all they find, as we have said sometime here for InfoWars, at InfoWars, that the entire front line of the Obama NSA was illegally, unconstitutionally, spying on at least 30,000 Americans in an act of stunning political espionage. They were, just to be very clear, spying on the Republican candidate for president of the United States. Now, isn't that what Watergate was allegedly about? Didn't Nixon go down for a botched attempt to spy on the Democratic National Committee? No person is above the law, they told us endlessly. But it appears in this case that they have climbed to the top of the Russian collusion ladder and they have produced nothing. It's time to fold this inquiry. But more importantly, it's time for the American people to see everything. Release the memo.
We must now refer to him as Adam Schiffhole, because if there is a Schiffhole anywhere in the world, it's right there in his little mouth. Everything that comes out of it is pure Schiff.
Well, you know my attitude. If it's Schiff, flush it. Look, this guy is just, he's the Sammy Glick of American politics. He is devastated over the fact that Dianne Feinstein did not retire He was geared up to seek that seat. He's now actively trying to undermine Senator Tony Minetti, who did have the courage to challenge Feinstein in the Democratic primary, because he would like her to stay. He's hoping she can't fill out the term at her advanced age. This is the most shiftless politician I've seen in 40 years in the business.
And he keeps going to that same old standalone, Russian bots, Russian bots. It's only Russian bots. Russian bots are the most powerful substance on the earth, stronger than Captain America's shield, stronger than Wolverine's claws. It is Russian bots. And with $100,000, you too can take over an entire presidential election. We'll be right back with Roger Stone, the one and only Roger Stone. Right after this, Infowars.com/show is the free link to send to everybody you know.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round, air reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at InfoWars.com/show.
And welcome back. We're in the War Room with your hosts, Roger Stone and Rob Dew. And we're talking about vaccinations and their safety or lack thereof. In the previous segment, Lori Gregory of the Mom Street Journal revealed how the U.S. Special Claims Court is engaging in a cover-up. And for the first year, they were refusing to publish the findings, the outcome of various lawsuits against the federal government for vaccination damages. We know that in previous years combined, that this payout has cost American taxpayers over $3.5 billion. That's right, $3.5 billion. And Rob, if I'm correct, I think we are now joined by Michelle Ford of the Vaccination Damage Awareness League, another crusader that I admire for her work, along with Lori Gregory, on this important issue. I'm part of the Vaccination Injury Awareness League. There we go. Michelle, welcome to the War Room.
I think she just froze up there. Are you there, Michelle?
There we go.
Oh, man. Can you guys hear me? I seem to be having a little bit of technical difficulties. Oh, good. Hi, Roger. Hi, Rob.
Welcome to the War Room. So, Rob, I'm going to let you lay this out because I got chills when I heard about this stunning death threat by someone in the pro-vaccination camp. And it is part and parcel of the kind of abuse that people like Lori, like Michelle, like yourself, Rob, get when you speak the truth, when you ask for facts. This, to me, is stunning.
Yeah, people do not like this information coming out. And this guy, obviously a vaccine advocate, this is the article from Natural News, threatens mass murder-suicide mission shooting at public autism event. Michelle actually sent this to me over the weekend. I was watching it. The version she sent me as Mike Adams, the health ranger, talking about it first and then going into the note, which is, you know, it's like a 13-minute video on Facebook that Dr. Suzanne Humphreys put up. But there is, we boiled it down to about 3 minutes of her just talking, reading the note itself, because it will give you chills up your spine. Michelle, do you have anything you want to add to this before we play this video?
Yeah, first of all, I want to thank you for raising awareness about this very serious, vile death threat against Dr. Humphreys. She's an advocate and an incredible doctor and published author. And we need to raise awareness about this because, frankly, between 2015 and 2017, there were over 60 doctors, alternative doctors, that seriously. Of course, Snopes has debunked that, but we all know that there's a war out.
Oh, yeah. Snopes debunks everything that comes out. And I think one of the last was a doctor who's connected to the Clinton Foundation was found with a knife in his chest. Isn't that interesting? So let's go to this video. Guys, see if y'all can fix her Skype during this. It's going in and out. But let's go to this. This is Dr. Suzanne Humphreys reading this the death threat note she received, I guess, in the email. And this is the kind of people, just think about this. These are the kind of people out there that don't want you to get this information that vaccines cause damage.
So it says, I'm gonna effing murder you, you stupid effing C word. I'm just letting you know, just to let you know that when it happens, you were effing warned. You're always putting your location out there, so it's real effing easy to get you. I have a nice, beautiful desert eagle. That's a very big 5-pound handgun, if you don't know. That's going to be used on you. Yes. So keep thinking all your health is going to help you. Because guess what, C-word? It's not going to help you live another effing day. I'm going to step right out of the pedestrians on the street and blast you right in the effing chest. Not the head, because I want you to squeal. I'm going to make you effing squeal and shake on the ground, flailing, bleeding out. I'm going to kill as many of you Fs as I can before I go down. You're done, you understand me? I've thought about how to do it for a while, and I have it pretty much down. I want to pull you off the road and torture you to death, but it's just too effing hard to pull off. Another idea I had is when you're doing one of your live things, I want to walk right to the door and shoot you live on camera so everyone sees you effing begging C-word. You're going to effing squeal so hard because I'm going to hit you in the chest, then the legs, to make you suffer before I finish you. I want everyone to see how you go. I effing promise you I'm coming, bitch. I just got to decide how I want to do it. Maybe when you're giving one of your dumb talks, I'll go sit in the audience towards the back and do it. But it's not easy to kill all your dumb C-word friends that way. No, it's pretty obvious to me that I got to come to your effing autism center and shoot you right through the effing door when you're on camera. That's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to kill every single one of you effers. Do you understand me? I'm effing coming for you, so be ready for it. I don't want to see any shock on your effing face when I'm at the door. I'm effing shoot right through that door with a shotgun, C-word. I'll kill every single person in that house, and then I'm going to torture you good. I'm going to make you bleed till there's nothing left of you, then finish you. I just need to get a few things in order before I do it, but I've been wanting for a long time. And I finally decided I have to do it. No more effing around. I want to make you scream so bad to taste your blood and watch you scream. I'm going to kill you, and I want you to know when it happens you could have done something. And you didn't. That's going to be the best part, you see, because I'm telling you plain and simple. I'm coming now. Let's see if you're prepared when I get there for ya, or whether you look like a total deer in the effing headlights when I blow your effing head off, C-word. See ya in hell.
Wow. And she goes on to talk about how this makes her feel, what's going through her head. You look at the list of dead doctors that have been killed over the last 2 or 3 years. I think it's like 60 now that we've gone up to, and they've all mysteriously died. They go out in the woods and stab themselves. All this stuff, all these people who were just talking about the connection between vaccines and autism and other debilitating diseases and immune suppressed diseases that seem to crop up in all these people that have coincidentally been vaccinated. Michelle Ford, your reaction to watching and listening to that speech?
You know, frankly, I was petrified. I was absolutely petrified for Dr. Humphreys and for everybody who's on the freedom, health freedom fight and the mission to raise awareness and truth, because, you know, we have a right to voice our opinions in this country. We have a First Amendment right to free speech, and we have educated individuals who are risking their lives, who may have to, what if we lose our right to bear arms, for crying out loud? Dr. Humphreys hopefully will always have that right to protect herself against maniacs like this who think that they can just threaten and think that we're all going to go away. Well, you know what? We're not going away. And we're waking up more and more every single day.
She needs to start packing and encourage people who come to her speeches to start packing, because I tell you what, that absolutely is a clear and present danger. What was sent to her, and that was a very detailed, repeated threat. And I mean, hopefully she sends that to the FBI. Maybe they'll keep the text and not lose it, or the email. Maybe they can maybe they can do something. I don't know. I don't have much faith in the FBI anymore. We'll be back after this break. Just ponder that while you're on this break. You'd also go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the great products we have, because it's your support that enables us to bring you this information, because Big Pharma is not going to tell you this information. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you'll know. We'll be right back with Roger Stone and Michelle Ford.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And welcome back. You're at Freedom Command Central. That's right. It's the War Room with your hosts, Rob Dew and Roger Stone. And we're here with Michelle Ford of the Vaccination Injury Awareness League. And we're talking about the chilling death threat to Dr. Humphreys, a leading questioner of the safety of vaccinations, a distinguished author and physician. that listening to that description really made my skin crawl. First of all, this creep is not very articulate. There seemed to be a certain repetition. But you're absolutely right, Rob. The FBI and the local police have an obligation to dig into that. That was a genuine death threat, violates her First Amendment rights, and deeply, deeply disturbing. Clearly, Dr. Humphreys is a person of uncommon courage to continue this quest for the truth.
It's going to be amazing to see what happens when, if and when she sends this to the authorities, because it needs to be investigated. Michelle, you were getting into just how you're being petrified and being a woman in general and going out and giving these presentations to people. It kind of puts all of you in the crosshairs. Anybody that's going to go out there and do this, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, there's plenty of others that are out there that go out there and do these public speaking events. Are they now in the crosshairs from crazy psychopaths like the one who emailed Dr. Humphreys?
I believe that all of us are targets, unfortunately. And you heard it in Dr. Humphreys' video. She said she's gotten dozens of death threats in the past. And I wonder how many other freedom fighters have gotten death threats that they just sort of, you know, push to the side or don't give too much credence to because they know there's a ton of whack jobs out there. But in reality, you know, we see the list. I want to just say thank you to Erin Elizabeth at Health Nut News, I think is her website. She's been keeping track of these, you know, dead doctors and all the questionable, strange.
Yeah, in fact, if you go to Health Nut News, that's run by Erin Elizabeth, click on some of those articles. She has, she keeps updating her list of doctors who die mysteriously. Here's one. Second boy dies after the flu shot, tests negative for flu. So what killed this boy? That's an interesting article. See, I find it hard now when they had the one about the power lifter who died, one about the dentist who died. But you read through these articles and not once does it say, oh, they died of the flu shot or they got the flu shot or they didn't get the flu shot. Because that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in seeing whether these people are taking the flu shot, then getting sick and dying. Because as I was talking about last week, we're going over the MMR and how it says in there, it could give you measles. It could give you mumps. It could give you rubella. Right there, it says you get measles like rash, you get rubella, you get the mumps. It can all do it. Plus, you can shed these things later. Here's another one. Outspoken, controversial, holistic doctor dies suddenly and unexpectedly. So it's not out of the norm that these people just drop dead for no reason. In fact, she's got one that's like 80 doctors that have died recently. But, and these aren't people who just speak out. These are doctors. Go ahead, Michelle.
Forget that Snopes was first on the bandwagon to debunk these questionable events, right? So I believe that there's a much bigger picture going on, much like how with this FBI investigation, there's much more going on. And I think that this issue deserves as big of an investigation as what's happening right now in Washington. There's absolutely a cover-up. I have no doubt in Travis Middleton's lawsuit that he's alleging regarding RICO. So I believe that there's massive cover-up and there's an intentional withhold of information from the American people. If you think about it, Rob, they're making money. The pharmaceutical industry, the whole medical industry.
All right. Hey, Michelle, we're going to have to call you back because this the Skype is just it's getting insane. Roger, any comment on this about all these doctors that are just dropping dead and Snopes goes, hey, nothing to see here. Don't look here. Don't look at us.
Well, think for a moment, Rob, of the enormous courage of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has not seeking the spotlight, but who has emerged as a very effective spokesman on this issue. Here is someone whose family has known violence, whose family has known tragedy, yet he still has the courage to speak out on this important issue. God knows how many threats he may have gotten. So I salute Lori Gregory and Michelle Ford and Dr. Humphreys and Robert Kennedy and others who have the courage to persist. This is a very, very unpopular thing to do. I've tried bringing this up at the dinner table during the holidays, and people just don't want to hear the truth. It is so ingrained in them that the vaccinations are perfectly safe. And we've seen in California the way they seek to make it mandatory, the way they want to make it so that you can't send your children to the public schools unless they have had their vaccinations. This is about money. It's about cash. It's not about safety. It's not about science. It's not about medicine. It's about profit. And I, again, call on the president, who I've known for 40 years and who I know to be a man of goodwill and who I know has his own suspicions about the safety of vaccinations. Appoint a commission. It can be balanced. There can be vaccination proponents on it. Give us a balanced commission that will look into the science, who will go where the facts lead. That's what's really needed here, Rob. I think that is the answer.
I totally agree. And we need more investigations. We need just level playing field investigations, not where they're all one-sided by the giant vaccine pharma companies. It totally disgusts me where we're at this point. Roger, I want to get your comment on this, just changing subjects real quick. The FBI claims they lost 5 months of text messages between anti-Trump agents. So that's Mr. Stroke and Miss Page. They just misplaced them. They don't know where they're at. It's 5 months of, and that's their job to do this.
Rob, this may be before your time, but you probably don't remember the firestorm when there were 17 and a half minutes of missing tape in the so-called Watergate tapes, the tapes that were made in the Nixon White House. All hell broke loose. Now the idea of a U.S. law enforcement agency saying that they've lost vital evidence, evidence that would demonstrate that the probe by Robert Mueller, the special prosecutor, is a partisan hit job and that their motives are not the facts or not justice, but entirely political. This is the most outrageous thing that I have seen. If we had an attorney general who was not comatose, there might be something to be done about this. But unfortunately, Jeff Sessions continues to slumber while this kind of egregious illegal activity is viewed by the American people as more of the same. The FBI, who once enjoyed this extraordinary reputation for probity, for integrity, lies in tatters because it has become, sadly, just another political, politicized bureau, just another element that was corrupted by the Obama administration. And sadly, that corruption has not been corrected by the new FBI director, Mr. Wray, an associate of former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Really, the president should expect more, and we as American taxpayers should demand more of the highest law enforcement agency in the country.
Well, you know, they say from December 14th, 2016 to May 17th, 2017, they don't have these texts. I wonder if any of the other agents have missing texts or if these are just the only two. It's just those two, Mr. Stroke and Ms. Page, the only two agents we don't have text messages from. That's where you're going to find if you have a collusion.
I mean, look, it is so obvious. It's as obvious as the rather prominent nose on my face. This is a political cover-up. Mueller and his friends are busted. The American people, thanks to the hard work of Matt Gaetz and Trey Gowdy and Ron DeSantis and Jim Jordan, the American people are on to these scumbags. They're on to the fact that this is a corrupt effort to take down the president and undo what they couldn't do with the ballot box in the last election. Enough with Mr. Mueller. Enough with the Russian collusion, delusion. Let the president get on to making America great again.
Totally agree, and release that memo. We'll be right back.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality
InfoWars, Biome Defense, Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com/
How long will we allow ourselves to be duped by the Democrats? Overnight, the minority party of the Democrats turned the rights and privileges afforded every U.S. citizen on its head with the government shutdown as they protect their loyal and potential voters crossing our borders illegally from all over the world.
In 2013, the Department of Homeland Security released more than 36,000 known convicted criminal illegal aliens. These were illegal aliens that were convicted of crimes of sexual assault, homicide, vehicle convictions, dangerous drug convictions, and 16,000 drunk or drugged driving convictions. However, it is the veterans that the Department of Homeland Security has listed as domestic extremists and threats to America.
Years ago, InfoWars exposed the preferential treatment illegal aliens were given in South Texas as they were whisked away to other parts of the United States. Now Judicial Watch has reported on the continuing travesty, writing, immigrants entering the United States illegally through the southern border are quietly being relocated to different parts of the country on commercial flights, high-ranking Homeland Security officials told Judicial Watch. In the last few days alone, groups of illegal aliens boarded planes at airports in Texas and Arizona. The illegal aliens wear red HHS wristbands and receive the gold glove treatment, according to a veteran federal official who added that the undocumented immigrants get priority boarding ahead of all other passengers, including law enforcement personnel. It is shameful and dangerous, said a seasoned Homeland Security agent with direct knowledge of the secret operations. Meanwhile, sanctuary cities are refusing to protect American citizens from unlicensed drivers, child rapists, disease, murderers, and the expansion of hardcore gang territories into U.S. communities.
My staff recently visited El Salvador, and they heard from agencies on the ground that the MS-13 leaders are actually frustrated that the MS-13 members in this country are not violent enough, and they're going to be sending more violent members to the U.S. Now, can you confirm that? And if so, can you say what, you know, the implications of that are? And will you be able to adapt to that?
So
I'll take a crack at it first. I can tell you from the FBI perspective, our intelligence streams tell us that what you've mentioned is accurate. Because of enforcement actions across the country, some of the leadership here at the mid-level within the United States of America has been, they've been arrested, they're incarcerated. That is frustrating to the leadership of the MS-13 gang in El Salvador. And they are very much interested in sending younger, more violent offenders, gang members, up through their channels into this country in order to be enforcers for the gang. So that is absolutely correct.
Just another way the Democrats would have us risk our national security. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.com.
And so when President Trump talks about chain migration, this is how people can use it. So somebody has a cousin who's an MS-13 member and says, hey, come on up. They're able to get in through this DACA chain migration program. And if somebody's been here for years and they're a good citizen and they're not a criminal, I honestly don't think they're going to get removed. I think, honestly, just because your parents brought you here. So I like to look at it this way. If my parents robbed a bank when I was a preschooler, but then I was living the benefits of that bank robbery and having a high life, and then my parents die and they go, hey, man, you got all this stolen money. You got to give it back. Well, that's the way it is. That's the law. Doesn't matter. You can't just go, well, it's my parents. It's my parents. You can't just fall back on that. People have to take responsibility for their actions. And if they're not going to become citizens of this country, something needs to happen. We can't pay for everybody. We'll be right back. I'm going to get into what a Peace Corps member says about Africa when Trump called them the S-holes. We don't even know if he really said that, but we'll be right back with more. And I'm going to have Kit Daniels coming in too to talk about what happened in New York. Stay tuned. Infowars.com/show.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew, here every day, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central, and you can find us at Infowars.com/show. We're also on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Following up the Alex Jones Show, which airs every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then before that is David Knight with the Real News from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. 10 hours of live shows every day. Well, 5 days a week. And then Alex comes back on Sunday for two. So we traded in that 1 hour of the nightly news to do 10 hours total live, straight through. And we do that with your support. People who go to InfoWarsStore.com, people who spread the links, and people who send in tips like this one. Last week, this was making the news. It was a Jordan Peterson interview, and Jordan Peterson's just a college professor, friendly neighborhood guy, very soft-spoken, very mild-mannered. He's got quite a little following, though. Here's from the article. Busted Jordan Peterson received more violent threats than Kathy Newman after controversial interview. And what was so controversial about this interview? Jordan Peterson used his words. As we highlighted last week, Newman, that's Kathy Newman, expected to be able to derail Peterson by trotting out the usual sexist, misogynist cliches, but she was hit with a relentless barrage of common sense and razor-sharp logic from Peterson that literally left her speechless at one point. The most amusing part of the exchange came when Peterson demolished Newman's claim that the rights of transgender people not to be offended was more important than Peterson's free speech, leaving her stammering on air and incoherently grasping for words. Here's that clip.
You cited freedom of speech in that. Why should your right to freedom of speech trump a trans person's right not to be offended?
Because in order to be able to think, you have to risk being offensive. I mean, look at the conversation we're having right now. You know, like you're certainly willing to risk offending me in the pursuit of truth. Why should you have the right to do that? It's been rather uncomfortable.
Well, I'm very glad I put you on the spot.
Well,
I'm very glad that I have exercised
my point. You get my point. It's like you're doing what you should do, which is digging a bit to see what the hell's going on.
So
and that is what you should do. But you're exercising your freedom of speech to certainly risk offending me. And that's fine. I think more power to you as far as I'm concerned.
So you haven't sat there and... I'm just trying to work that out. I mean...
Oh. Wasted.
Ah, gotcha.
And so afterwards, there was lots of tweets. Let me go over some of these. Standing ovation for Kathy Newman, who is interviewing an ocean-going D-head on C4 News and hasn't punched him yet. That's right. When you can't out-talk somebody, you have to punch them. Isn't she just? I would have punched him. Hey, people abusing at Kathy Newman, go F yourselves, then do it again, and then die in the fire. That's what Russ at R. Jones UX said. Die in the fire. Because all he said was, hey, what if you offend me? Why are transgender people the only people in the world that can't be offended? And why is that? Why is it that we have some classes of people that we can't offend and some we can do whatever we want? We can have piss Christ and that's okay. And if you don't know what piss Christ is, look it up. Some guy got money from the National Endowment of the Arts to immerse a crucifix into his own urine and he got paid by the federal government to do it with a grant. That's offensive to Christians, but that's okay. Because he's a liberal. I mean, it just never ends. And if you watch the rest of that video, she cites even a bit of fake news that Mr. Peterson apparently did this to a trans person in one of his classes. He said that never happened. He goes, I just brought it up that I'm not going to do it because the government's telling me to. But then he says, if someone says to me, hey, I want to be referred to as this, I would do it. I would refer, if they want to be called a G, I'll call them a G. But he says, you can't force me to call him a G. And there's what I was talking about earlier from The Guardian. Andres Serrano's controversial piss Christ goes on View in New York. And he was literally given money from the U.S. government to create that piece of artwork. Okay? Some might find that offensive. But it's okay if it's a liberal doing it. Now I want to go into this article from The Sun. Games up. Panicky Bitcoin investors struggle to withdraw cash from money exchanges as they look to safe gold investments amid cryptocurrency collapse. So it's fallen 40%, 8,000 pounds in just 1 month. It's barely, guys, bring up the current Bitcoin price. It is barely above 10,000, which it was almost up to 20,000 right around Christmas time. There are mounting fears that Bitcoin investors will struggle. There it is, $10,550 right now. It is on a nosedive. And it's very interesting. People are having trouble getting their money out. Many are looking to put their gold in or money into gold, with some European gold traders reporting a fivefold increase in demand amid fears that Bitcoin could collapse entirely. If you look at it, go back to that chart and let's just look at it, what Bitcoin was a year ago. At the start of 2017, it was like around $300 or something. I mean, crazy. But it could be bad news for investors tied up in Bitcoin who fear they will lose their money after the controversial trader announced it was shutting down. So you got Bitcoin traders shutting down. It's losing it. And I'm not saying Bitcoin is good or bad. I'm not invested in it. I was looking at it though. I tell you what, when it went up to 20,000, I started looking. But this happens sometimes. I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of angry texts from people. You don't know anything about blockchain. I'm not saying anything about blockchain. Blockchain's fine. And it's a way to to do different bits, different types of information. I just don't know if making it a coin based on nothing but computing power is really going to have longevity. So they're saying the cryptocurrency could fall 1,000 to 3,000 over the next year. That's Wall Street veteran Peter Buchvar. Says an epic crash would slash 90% of its current value. And gold, meanwhile, has been holding steady. So it's very interesting. Now, instead of investing in Bitcoin, I would encourage you to invest in what we're doing here at InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out some of the amazing deals we have, including ImmuneWall, 25% off. It's flu season. You need to build your immune system up. And ImmuneWall's got natural herbs and spices, medicinal mushrooms, citrus peels, olive leaves, things that are used to naturally support the immune system. Well, you take olive leaf extract. That stuff it'll bounce you into next week. It's powerful. Boost your body defenses, help strengthen your immune system, and support healthy immune function. Check out ImmuneWall and also the InfoWars Life Combo Pack, which is Secret 12 and X2. When you get them together, 40% off. Survival Shield X2 is our nascent iodine, and Secret 12 is our methylcobalamin vitamin B12, which I love the vitamin B12. I take that and Super Male Vitality before I play soccer. I've started doing this. I started making a milkshake of our caveman pollen, pollen bone broth formula, or just our bone broth formula, sorry. And I was thinking of pollen block as well. It's another new item. And also our protein formula. I don't even know the name of that at this point. I think I have the labels off of them. But I make a shake of that. I don't even eat breakfast in the morning. I just do a milkshake of that with raw milk. And let me tell you, my energy stays live. There it is. True Whey Protein. Oh, that's 25% off. Look at that. That, and I think Caveman's 50% off. Go back to Caveman. I believe that is 50% off. So that's a great deal right there. Those two together are a great meal replacement. Say you're trying to lose weight. That's a great way to do it. You skip a meal, but you're going to have the things that your body needs to keep your energy level high and keep you from crashing. So I would try that, Caveman and our True Whey formula. And check them out, InfoWarsStore.com. Also check out ImmuneWall. Check out Pollen Block. It's just crushed eggs, crushed quail eggs. But the French have found out over years of study that these are able to help people with their sinuses and breathing. So check that out today. We also have the T-shirt of the Month Club for $19.95 a month. You get a new T-shirt every month. This year's is Won't Tread on Me, but it's in limited edition red. So check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Always you can support us and support the truth and support real information getting out to the people. So thank you for watching. Another good way to do it is to send out InfoWars.com/show. It's our live stream channel for all of the shows here at InfoWars.com. Thanks for watching. We'll be right back with Kid Daniels, writer for InfoWars.
Researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Right, we are live here in the War Room, third hour, well into the third hour, and I've got joining me Kit Daniels, lead writer for InfoWars.com, who spent the last few days basically in a liberal hellhole, trying to talk sense into people who aren't interested in anything but physical violence. I mean, we talked about it last segment with Jordan Peterson. People want to throw him in a flaming pit because he out-intellectually dueled a Channel 4 talking head. I think that's a good title for her, a talking head. And we have up there, Goblin Creature assaults reporters at Women's March. Kit, tell us about this video. What happened?
Yeah, this whole Women's March, I felt like I was a mouse in a stampede with water buffalo. They were completely violent. The whole event was completely orchestrated to create this narrative of, you know, women's rights, you know, anti-Trump, you know, Trump is, you know, a sexual predator, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, it was a complete bubble. It was like this bizarro reality near Central Park. And so that guy right there,
he is a goblin creature.
Oh yeah. So I'm behind Owen Schroyer with my camera, and out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy throw something at Owen behind his back and then walk over. So I confronted the guy.
It's a goblin creature. Look at that. Put my sign up. Wow.
Yeah, and then he hit me in the nose, and then he admitted to attacking us on camera.
Yeah, I just saw it right there. So that's you on camera.
Yes.
Essentially. And you get right back up in his face. You say, hey, bro, look, let's see that again. He's going to watch. Wham. Get the camera out of my face. I want to be able to, do harm to you. Look at this guy.
Well, wow. The whole thing is like all these men at the march, it's like this is probably the first time he's ever been in confrontation with anybody.
Yeah.
You know, they just feel like they get this certain spike of testosterone because they want to prove to their wife or this is his daughter that, you know, he's real masculine.
That's his daughter with the grill?
Yeah. And then she told me to, she completely gaslighted me and claimed that I hit him.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even touch him. The closest I got to him was touching that sign, though, of that lady who put it in front of me.
This happened last year. Owen Schroyer got slapped by a young lady who said, "Black lives effing matter," and slapped him. Like, just like that, too. You can find the video. I mean, just like that. Totally amazing. I was shooting video right there. My mouth went, "What? What?" And she was there with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
So they're literally teaching their kids how to be demon children.
Well, yeah, that, and it's the whole cognitive dissonance thing where you have reporters that go against their narrative, their preconceived right. notions. They get very defensive about it because, you know, it's a very dark abyss for them to realize that they live in lies. They live in a false reality. And a lot of people can't accept that. It's just like what Morpheus said in The Matrix is some people are not ready to be unplugged from The Matrix, and they will fight for that system tooth and nail.
And that is millions of people. There's another hero right there who spit on people. Look at all the gear he's got. Well, Look at all the gear provided by the capitalist country.
He looks like an Antifa reporter.
Yeah. I mean, what a jerk. And they're sitting there teaching like that's normal behavior. That is how you debate. You spit on people.
Yeah.
You hit people. You pour coffee on people. And you do that when you don't have anything to debate, when you've lost the argument.
You know, the irony was that we got cornered off into this little corner of the event because it was right before the actual march happened. So mm-hmm. they kind of put all the marchers in this little corral. It was like a cattle auction. I said that in a video. But they cornered us off. They had volunteers that created this blockade to keep us away from all the other marchers. So we were all a little boxed up like sardines in the corner of this event. And you had this old speaker up there. She's like, "Well, I'm a Jewish woman, and I understand intolerance." But meanwhile, they're being intolerant with us, reporters.
Yeah, we don't want to hear what you have to say. Yeah. And that's what they always do. They say, "We know what it's like to be a victim. We know what it's like to be intolerant and how that is." But then they do it to everybody else because they don't want to hear anybody else's opinion other than what they're getting from the Dimension B talking heads that just say Trump is evil, Trump's a racist, Trump's a misogynist. And they don't even want to talk about things. We played a video earlier. Millie, we were talking to people about the economy. Mm-hmm. "Hey, the stock market's up." "I don't know anything about that." Okay. Well, what do you know?
Yeah.
"Trump bad. Trump bad." That's all they could say. These people are literally programmed bots. There's the video from earlier. Didn't know anything about what's really going on, but they know their pre-prescribed talking points because they can regurgitate
those.
Well,
there's this one guy in particular that he came up to us. I think Owen mentioned the fact that Martin Luther King's niece
mm-hmm.
is a big Trump fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, "You're liars. That's fake news." I was like, and he was like, "Where's the proof? Where's the proof of that?" I was like, "Bro, how come it's up to us to have to prove anything to you?" But that's their whole mentality right. is that they're so used to they're used to parroting what they hear on the mainstream media.
They stay in their echo chamber.
Exactly. They don't have independent thought. They don't do research on their own. They're used to being spoon-fed lies, misinformation that they think is truth.
Yeah, and that moron in the who you call the Antifa reporter was talking about, Betsy DeVoy, he means Betsy DeVos. One of their big talking points is, "She's not an educator. What does she know about education?" You know what? The last several heads of the Department of Education weren't educators. They don't put educators on purpose because they're not interested in educating people.
What does Bill Ayers know about education? You know,
that's his big
stick now.
Yeah. And guys like this, they know, Betsy DeVos, she's rich. And I'm not saying she's good or bad. I hope actually she goes in and destroys the Department of Education because all that is a top down curriculum made to turn people into zombies like that.
Yeah.
That guy right there is a zombie. And the rest of them, they're all little zombies, but they all got nice hair. Look at that. Look at that hat he's wearing.
You know, they're
probably a $300 hat.
There's this one guy we met at Times Square the first night we were out there. It was like from the Dominican Republic, but he's a U.S. citizen. And he saw our sign. He saw like our Trump flag. One of our fans showed up had.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, "F Trump." So Owen went back over to them and started talking to him. And they actually had a good conversation. And the guy actually started opening his mind a little bit,
yeah.
relenting. So it was like this automatic impulse at first to say F Trump. But when he started thinking about the whole debate or, you know, the actual facts and figures and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
that's when he was like, "Oh, wait a sec. Maybe I should be more reasonable."
And that's all you got to do. If people are willing to talk, it's easy to just talk about facts. And hey, man, I'm not going to sit there and say Trump is perfect.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of swamp in his cabinet.
Yeah.
But leagues better than where we could be at with Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the media for the most part hates him. There's a few on Fox News who give him a chance at least. And it's good to see that. But believe me, I've never voted for a Republican for office. I did vote for Clinton the first time, but not after that. I learned about what libertarianism was. And I'm like, I'm a libertarian. Boom, boom, boom. Now I did vote for Trump because I saw what was going on. And I saw how here's a guy. I didn't see any other candidate, even Gary Johnson, talk as real as Trump did to the people. And so I'm sick and tired of having political talking heads get up there and try to lie to you over and over again and just say that, you know, the sky is green when it's really blue and try to make you think that, you know, we don't know which way is up. And we do. That's the great thing. And that we're able to go out there and educate people. Maybe we change some minds out there. Who knows?
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing, another thing I mentioned, want to mention was the fact I met, one of the security supervisors at Trump Tower, and he's been working for Trump for like, he told me like 12 years. And he came up to us because he saw we were a camera crew. And so he confronted us. And I got to thinking about it is the fact that the media hates Trump so bad that he's used to any camera
crew. Oh, any media being bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations on surviving New York, Kid Daniels. Lead reporter at InfoWars.com, and check out some of our videos. We've got some great videos we put up over the weekend to really get you into the mind of the insanity we're dealing with out there. Thanks for watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. We'll be right back after this brief message.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body.
enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, we are back in the War Room, finishing up here. I want to go into this piece that was on the American Thinker, written by Karen McQuillan, who is a Peace Corps volunteer. I'm just going to read right into it because it has to do with the whole SH hole controversy. 3 weeks after college, I flew to Senegal, West Africa, to run a community center in a rural town. Life was placid, with no danger, except to your health. The danger was considerable. Because it was, in the words of the Peace Corps doctor, a fecalized environment. In plain English, SHIT is everywhere. People defecate on the open ground and feces is blown with the dust onto you, your clothes, your food, the water. He warned us the first day of training, do not even touch water. Human feces carries parasites that can bore through your skin and cause organ failure. That sounds nice. Never in my wildest dreams would I have imagined that a few decades later, liberals would be punishing or be pushing the lie that Western civilization is no better than a third world country, or would teach two generations of our kids that loving your own culture and wanting to preserve it are racism. Last time I was in Paris, I saw a beautiful African woman in a grand boo-boo with her child defecate on the sidewalk next to Notre Dame Cathedral, and the French police officer 10 steps from her turned his head not to see. I have seen, and I'm not turning my head pretending unpleasant things are not true. Senegal was not a hellhole. Very poor people can lead happy, meaningful lives in their own culture's terms, but they are not our terms. The excrement is the least of it. Our basic idea of human relations, right and wrong, are incompatible. As a 21-year-old starting out in the Peace Corps, I loved Senegal. In fact, it was euphoric. I made friends and had an adopted family. I relished feeling the brotherhood of man. People were open and willing to share their lives after you know their most innermost thoughts. But take something basic as family. Family was a few hundred people extending out to second and third cousins. All men of one generation were called father. Senegalese are Muslims with up to four wives. Girls had their clitorises cut off at puberty. I witnessed this at what I thought was going to be a nice coming-of-age ceremony, like a bar mitzvah or confirmation. Sex, I was told, did not include kissing. Love and friendship and marriage were Western ideals. Fidelity was not a thing. Married woman would have sex for a few cents to cash for the market. What I did witness every day was that women were worked half to death. Wives raised the food and fed the children, did the heavy labor of walking miles to gather food for the fire, drew water from the well or public faucet, pounded grain with heavy-handed pestles, lived in their own huts, and had conjugal visits from their husbands on a rotating basis with their co-wives, and their husbands lazed about in the shade of trees. Wow. Didn't know that, did ya? Yet family was crucial to people there in a way Americans cannot comprehend. The Ten Commandments were not disobeyed. They were unknown. The value system was the exact opposite. You were supposed to steal everything you can give to your own relatives. There are some westernized Africans who tried to rebel against that system. They fail. We hear a lot about the kleptocratic elites of Africa. Kleptocracy extends through the whole society. My town had a medical clinic donated by international agencies. That medicine was stolen by the medical workers and sold to a local store. If you were sick and didn't have the money, drop dead. And that was normal. So here in the States, we discover a 98-year-old Muslim health aide from Nigeria had stolen his clothes and wasn't bathing them. I was surprised it was familiar. And it goes on and on and on. She talks about the Protestant work ethic is not in African culture, and that you can't take people from other cultures, put them into the United States, and expect them to behave because they don't understand what is going on. It's foreign to them. There's a guy washing his butt in a public fountain, and he's drinking the water and washing his butt with the same hand. Okay? They don't get Western ideals, and that's not our fault. And if you're going to bring people in, they have to have a conversion period where they understand, hey, man, this is a toilet. This is toilet paper. We throw our toilet paper in the toilet, not on the ground. Okay, it starts there. Now I just want to go to a video Alex Jones put out today talking about this very same issue. It has to do with Conan O'Brien and what he thinks of Haiti. Here it is.
It makes me sick to watch the One Foundation in Africa and Haiti collect billions of dollars, that's Bono and U2, and then only give 1%. That's mainstream news. They give 1%. You can click on the Daily Mail article. And then to watch Conan O'Brien go to Haiti to the one of two resorts where it's somewhat safe, where rich people basically barge in on boats and don't go anywhere else, landlocked between mountains. And he says, oh, Haiti is beautiful, it's wonderful, come here. Well, we hope to help Haiti and let them get their own economy. But when you read the State Department travel advisory, it says violent crime such as armed robbery is common. Local police may lack the resources to respond effectively to serious criminal incidents or emergencies. Protests, tire burning, and road blockages are frequent and often spontaneous. That means getting robbed. And it goes on to say the entire place is super deadly and dangerous. Okay? That's a travel advisory. He goes and poses with a coconut to Virtue Signal to say that Trump's full of bull, saying it's a literal you-know-what hole. When that's taken out of context, he said S-H-I-T, house, not hole. And saying, why are we only bringing people in from these countries but blocking it from others, which they do? Because it's about suppressing and controlling. So the internet picked this up and has gone in and photoshopped him in real scenes of Haiti. And the internet is standing up to his hypocrisy and his sick virtue signaling. But it's nothing compared to the leftist groups that go in there and use it as a money laundering operation. Or the Clintons that have been caught shipping little kids out and their own people been indicted and convicted for smuggling kids out for absolutely horrible things. Meanwhile, we send in food and resources and medicine and Trump paid to have thousands and thousands of children get medical care back when he was a candidate, and no news coverage of that, but Rand Paul has talked about it. He flew in on the aid mission financed by Trump. So that's our crew, and that's our people. They're actually doing something. And you see all these evil white conservatives, they're actually helping. They're all conservatives. You see leftists grandstanding what heroes they are because they're posers and they're fakes and they're actors. So here's a satirical song I put together with video that we shot in Haiti of him floating around again in the real Haiti. So here it is.
Donald Trump has lied to you. Haiti is a rainbow, a glory hole, a heavenly place to go. And Conan O'Brien, he will be your guide in the wondrous land in the sea. Drink your coconut, bathe in the pool. The ocean will smile at you. Donald Trump is a devil, a liar, a fool. Misogynistic, evil, homophobe. How dare him pay to send thousands of doctors to Haiti personally, and like Rand Paul to do the hundreds of eye surgeries. Because Haiti doesn't need help. It's got coconuts and coconut milk. Heavenly place, oh Conan O'Brien. Our loving leader said, oh Conan O'Brien. He said it was a heavenly place. Liberals know the truth about it. It's not a shithole. And North Korea is not a hellhole either. Venezuela is good everywhere. The leftists run things. Oh, it is so good. So remember, remember, Haiti is your place. And they don't need any aid or any food or any medicine either. Because Haiti didn't need the
the $2 billion that the Clintons took. Oh, and then there's the one foundation that raised money as well. And Bono calls it the one foundation because he only gives 1%. But that's okay, they're so liberal, oh, it's so trendy and good. So remember, Donald Trump is Hitler and everything will be good.
Don't forget to download the latest track at communismworkswonderful.com. And remember, free markets are true.
Thank you for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
You. Fuck InfoWars. Fuck your followers. Fuck
F*** all you Zion pigs. F*** all you racist pigs. F*** all you pieces of shit.
You're sad.
F*** Infowars. You're f***ing sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit.
Moving.
You're a f***ing fascist pig.
Hi, yes, Horror Power. We're out here representing sex workers and equal rights for them, because a lot of the time they're excluded from these. And our jobs are just as important and just as valid as everybody else's. So power to the whores, power to every woman, trans, cis, women of color. All of us are together out here.
So is being a whore empowering for women?
For some women it is. And for the ones that it is not, that's their decision. And for the ones that it is, we're so often vilified by society that we have to work just as hard as any other marginalized group to be recognized as having autonomy over our own body. And that's like super offensive to a lot of the people in society.
This is amazing. So they're chanting, lock him up. Here's the funny thing. If they lock Trump up, the economy would crash, the stock market would crash, the borders would be wide open, and America would become a third world nation. And that's what they want. That's what they want. It's incredible.
You realize you're an idiot, right?
What did I say that's wrong, sir?
I don't really care what you said that's wrong. My point is that you're an idiot.
So you have no facts to base your statement?
That's absolutely not what I said, and you're distorting it. InfoWars sucks.
You called me an idiot for no reason. There he goes. There he goes.
Yeah, there I go.
There he goes. There he goes. What are you doing? I'm not going to do anything.
Of course. Because you're a coward.
Weren't you about to run away?
No, I was about to leave because I don't really feel like listening to animals like you.
All right.
You want to put that on the air? Put that on the air.
Will do. Will do. Thank you for that content. Don't worry, son. You can do better than your father.
How's this?
Is he going to fart? You farted at me? He farted at me. Oh, my God. Racist, misogynistic asshole. How? What has he done? He has tried to take away DACA, and he has said that immigrants are nasty, disgusting people, and it's not okay because they're citizens of America and they live here and they have a right to be here. Let's go.
Good job.
You know, I see that you are kind of speaking out against Trump too.
Today about inclusion. Everyone.
What do you think he's done specifically that's against women?
He's just not representing them the way that we want to be represented. Oh, we don't need to talk to you actually.
So, why is Trump like Hitler?
Oh wait, you're InfoWars. I don't want to talk to you, sorry.
Why is he like Hitler? It's so trendy to hate InfoWars, huh?
It's rational.
It's
you
so trendy.
You guys are garbage.
You have all conspiracy theories.
Yeah, you guys
that's
are
garbage. What conspiracies?
Alex Jones said
what?
That
I don't know this.
Government
what conspiracies, though? Oh, turning frogs gay.
Yes, Alex Jones said that the government is putting chemicals and stuff to turn frogs gay.
You know, he's actually citing a study from an African-American professor at UC
what
Berkeley.
Does that matter
Tyrone
at all?
Behaves.
What does that matter at all?
He's citing a scientific study where the professor...
You believe that the government's putting chemicals in the water to turn frogs gay?
It was from farmer runoff, okay. Not the government.
I have nothing left to say to you. You guys are the worst.
It's atrazine.
You guys are
look
not news.
Atrazine.
You guys are not news.
Atrazine.
Not news. Fake news. Fake
that's
news.
All you have is gay frogs. All they have is gay frogs. That's it. That's all they say. Gay frogs, gay frogs. It's like, guys.
Chemicals in the water are turning the freaking frogs gay.
It's called atrazine. Look it up. It's called atrazine.
See, they think that that's a victory for them. Ha ha, you think the frogs are turning gay. And then you actually read the studies and it's true. It's like, you know. This is amazing. I have no problem giving people a platform that can actually make an argument. What? Yeah, make a point. Make a point. Make a point. Come make a point.
That guy is an idiot.
Who?
Alex. What brings you out here today?
Hating people like InfoWars.
Hating people?
No, not hating. Oh, no, don't trap me with one of your crazy liberals. I'm not doing this.
So don't you think that's kind of what border walls do? They kind of keep people safe on either side?
I like Alex Jones. I love Alex Jones. Hi, Alex.
Do you think that Hillary would have been better for women?
I
Definitely better for women.
Absolutely.
A woman in the presidency would be a good thing. Nice change.
Do you think that the first woman that becomes president should have a really clean record of, you know, not maybe have as much baggage that Hillary had?
I didn't like Hillary's baggage. I really didn't. I didn't like the things that she did. I think she stole the vote from Bernie. But, you know, even crookism is an equal opportunity endeavor.
So even though she was crooked, it would have made a step for women. Is that what you're saying?
She was a better crook than Trump. That was my opinion.
She was better at being crooked.
I got that wrong. She was the better crook. She was the better crook of the two crooks. How's that? It does sound bad though, doesn't it?
That's a serious setup right there.
Fuck InfoWars.
Hey, who are you with?
Fuck InfoWars. I'm a social anarchist.
All right, where'd you get all that equipment? Yeah, you're with someone. Nice try, though. Dude, that guy had official equipment. Yeah, right.
I got the camera and the sound.
I know that didn't come from you.
That's you, buddy.
I know. I know you don't get that type of equipment when you're independent, buddy. That guy was, like, seriously paid for, I don't know what that deal was. Seriously, dude, where'd you get all that equipment?
So, do you feel proud of yourself?
About what?
Do you support a racist bigot?
A racist cut
school funding, extracurricular activity? That 14-point deficit is gonna come from somewhere. And it's gonna come right from public education.
Well, we don't like education.
Let him do it.
Exactly. Yeah, you're a fan of Betsy not. DeVoe.
Let him go.
You should fucking be ashamed of yourself. Betsy DeVoe.
No, I'm right the right rally.
You a million to one.
Where you. One.
Okay.
Hey, ho, ho.
Anybody got a cup of coffee?
Hey.
Anybody got a cup of coffee?
InfoWars has got to go.
Yeah, you don't want coffee anywhere.
Pigs, this is waterproof.
Where's your
I got through Standing Rock with this. I got through Standing Rock. I got hit with a fucking water cannon with this.
Russian for truth.
What are you talking about?
That's also what they call their newspaper there.
Get these
5 minutes of hate. 5 minutes of hate.
Shame on InfoWars! You're a piece of
You wouldn't be able to do this in any other country, dude.
This is a real broadcast gear, buddy.
Yeah, nobody knows who you are. You're literally a nothing. You're nothing.
I got $60,000 on my stomach right now, bitch. Go get some new gear.
Congratulations to you. You have zero viewers. You got $60,000, but you have zero viewers.
Go get some gear.
Here we go. Hold this. Hold this. I'm going to grab this.
Shame.
You look at how... You're obsessed with me. This guy is obsessed with us.
I'm just going to keep heckling your fucking live feed. That's what I'm going to do.
I like that. I actually like that.
Shame on you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. I'm an animal. Yeah, you're really doing a great job raising your daughters in a world of lies.
Yeah, you're doing a really great job. You're doing a really great job. You're doing a really great job.
That talks about a humanoid.
Yeah, humanoid. Can you explain to me what a humanoid is? What is a humanoid? No, I'm asking the InfoWars man. What is a humanoid?
You.
What is a humanoid?
I would say
what
probably you.
What is the definition of a humanoid?
Someone like you.
What is the definition of a humanoid?
An ignorant dumbass like you.
An ignorant dumbass like me. Do you know what ignorant means? Ignorant means unaware of knowledge or lacking of a comprehensive attention. I'm asking you what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just a drunk.
Look at this fucking guy. Now he wants to get loud because he's getting pissed.
I'm so mad. Oh, look at how mad I am.
InfoWars pig. Fuck you.
I feel bad for
you. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for your...
Look at you. You're literally foaming at the mouth.
I feel bad for your children.
You look like a rabid dog.
Foam at the mouth because people like you are fucking pigs. And you're everything that's wrong with America. You fucking pigs. Fuck you. Fuck InfoWars. Fuck your followers. Fuck all you Zion pigs. Fuck all you racist pigs. Fuck all you pieces of shit.
You're sad.
You're fucking sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit. You can't even tell me the definition of a fucking word. you uneducated motherfucker. I got a degree in fucking engineering. I got an education
no, you don't.
Right here.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't have a degree in you're a fake poser.
You pig.
You're a poser.
True fascist.
Keep moving.
You're a fucking fascist pig.
Hold this. Hold this.
Officer, this man needs to be arrested. This man is spitting on
you. Also, what they call their newspaper there.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
They're here.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
War Room. InfoWars.com/